Begin the current daf, Masechta Shabbos, daf Kuf Memalv, begin on the base, begin the taste of masses, begins with the Gemara, b'minlo merupet v'chulu, this torn shoe, v'mcholtza chalitza sekshere, and if she did the chalitza, it's going to be a valid chalitza. Which, just going to explain, that why do we say it's forbidden to do chalitza with a minal, because you might use a minal merupet, if, as we see in our sugya, that's kashim b'diyev, because the brace was brought. A woman should not go out with a torn shoe that's torn on the top on Shabbos, because they might laugh, she might come to take it off and carry it on Shabbos. Granny Chalitza, initially she shouldn't do Chalitza with it, because it's not really a bona fide shoe, but if she did it, it's going to be valid. What Bala Tais is, if you're going to say, Amiga is reading the Pergament Chalitza, why do we have Xerim? Regarding a Minal, we say you shouldn't do Chalitza with a Minal at all. A Minal is like a soft type of a shoe. Rather, you should be using a sandal, which is a harder type of a leather. Why shouldn't you use a Minal? Because if you use a soft type of a leather shoe, so that could tear. You might come to use that of a torn Minal. Because it's very soft, so it could tear. So, although a regular minal is okay, but if you use a torn one, that would be problematic. But a sandal, which is very hard leather, we're not concerned that you might come to use a torn one. Now, that type is bothered. Why are you making this gezeira? But keeping to the evid, chalitza sekshere, we see over here now, so good, says that after the fact it's going to be kosher chalitza, even if you use a minal merupet. So why making gezeira of a minal other minal merupet if minal merupet itself is kosher by the evid? So by memory, the Re says, the Gezrin and Otto Merupet Yosim Edai. Now, our concern is, you might come to use one that's torn way more than just regular. Shein HaChefer Reb Ragla, it's not even covering the majority of his leg. Ah, Dim Chalitza Boy, that type of a shoe, if there was Chalitza done with it, Ein Chalitza Nasek Che, that Chalitza wouldn't be kosher even with the Eved. That's going to be Pi Rabbi. So Taisa explained, the reason why you're not allowed to do Chalitza with a Minal, is not because you might come to use a Minal Merupet. Because yeah, that's kosher be Eved, we wouldn't make such a Gezerah. Because then you might come to use a Merupet Yosim Edai, which is going to be invalid even after the fact, and therefore one should not use even a regular Minal. The next says the master begins the words of the Gemara. He that Rabbi Yehuda Meshum Rabbi Yezi, which just come to prove that Rabbi Yehuda that permits to move a kalish from Achla Isser, but Tzarech Guf and Tzarech Mekayim, because the Gemara brought that according to Rabbi Yezer, there's a difference between a shoe that's found on the shoe horn that if it's tight or loose. But as a whole, is that if it's tight, then it does not have a status of a kli, and therefore it's forbidden to move it. But if it's on it loosely, then it has the status of a vessel, and if you're allowed to move it from the imam, which is not mukta. Tais says, however, Mekan Rav from his approved that Rabbi Yehuda Shari Dovashon Lachla Isser, that he permits moving something that is meant for a prohibited utility, that you let it move it, let's go, let's have for using it itself, for a permitted utility, or for its place. Commission for Rashi, same Perek Bamad Likin, like I explained, the end of Perek Bamad Likin, Nafla Mabamadav, and Debe Maschel Hari, which our Gemara had asked, according to Abaya, the Gemara, and Nafla Mabamadav, that according to Abaya, the holds that Klesham Lachla Isser, it's permitted to move it only to Guven out of Makaima. If so, then how is it permitted to take off the shoe from this imam? But the imam is a klishon achla iser. When you take off the shoe, you're moving on to the imam. Even though it's not a tzarech guf for the imam. Now, so obviously we see that according to Yehuda that holds that the whole reason why it's forbidden to take the shoe down is because the shoe is not a kli, like the Rabbi Yezer. It's obvious, but regarding the moving of the imam, it would have been permitted, even though it's tightly on. Obviously, you see he holds that a klishon achla iser, which is what this imam is. You're allowed to move not only to go for it, but even the tzayrach, become a hadin l'chter, which I returned to you, Perek Taila, 21st Perek, Masechta this Shabbos with Taisus, and that would begin the next Perek, Perek Neitel, with Taisus. The Taisus begins with the Dibbe Maschel, Rabbi Kerem Nassin's field. Rabbi holds like Kerem Nassin. She's going to explain the reason why it's not chayib when he carries a living person, because Rabbi had said, someone carries out a living child with a purse around his neck, he's chayib for carrying the purse, but not for the child. That's because Holy Gemara says that a living person carries himself and they're not chayav for carrying the child. Now, Taisa says, Pirashim Pergam Tzni, we explained in Pergam Tzni, previously in the Tzadik Dalam Alf, that the reason why if someone carries a living person is exempt because we don't find like this in the Mishkan. Because the animals, they walk by their feet. The chalas and the fish, they would kill it right away. And therefore, you never find in the Mishkan to be liable for carrying a living person. Tinek, Taisa says, Master begins with the Gemara, Tinek Mace, let's say a dead child, the keys tell him it's a bar, and there's a purse around his neck. Then part then there's going to be an exam, which Taisa explains the reason why he's nichayev for carrying the purse. Because Rava said this halacha, Taisa is talking about that he's not only exempt even for the child, but even for the purse. So Taisa says, why is it part of the purse? It's because the agam merod, because of the bitterness for the loss of the child who died, maftalei lekis, he nullifies the purse that it should be secondary to the child. And since you're nichayev for carrying the dead child because of melacha shenzich legufa, and therefore for the purse also, you're not going to be chayev on by itself. Or you have another approach. Tinik chayhu tzarech lekis. By a living child, so then he needs the purse, latal boy hatinik, to have the child go. So therefore, by taking out the purse, malacha tzrich legufo. I'm a tinnik mace, but a dead child, matzrich lekis, what does he need the purse for? And even taking out the purse is also malacha tzrich legufo. Additionally, a potter is going to be exempt. It's because shalahoytzi gederach matin is not carrying out in the normal way that one normally carries out. So Taisa explained that according to Rashi, the reason why he's not chayiv on carrying out the purse is because he's mevatel the purse to the child because of his pain. According to Taisa, is because he's carrying out the dead child to malacha tzrich legufo, and he doesn't need the purse, and therefore even on the purse is malacha tzrich legufo. Or additionally, the third is because he's not carrying it in the normal way that you normally carry. It's on the child, and that's how you carrying it out. It's not a normal way of carrying out a purse. He says, Master, begins the words of Gemara. If that's the case, my Iri Evan, why talk about a stone? So then even the same should be for a coin, for a dinner. So he explained that why does it bother the Gemara only on the opinion of Rabbi Yana? Because the Gemara is asking on the Rabbi Yana that if the reason why it's permitted for a person to take a child and a stone in his hand is because the child has yearnings for his father. So therefore, the rabbis did not institute their rabbinic prohibition of mukta if you're not going to move it with your hands in a place of danger. If that's the case, then why we the Gemara asked, so why do we pick specifically if the child's holding a stone? Should have been the same thing if he was holding a dinner. So why does Rabbi say that specifically if it's a stone and not if it's a dinner? Now, Tosfos explains it like this. So the reason why we're asking specifically on Rabbi Yana is if you say that the reason why it's permitted, the Tavayu Mevatalu, is because by both of them you nullify to the child. Bein Evan or Bein Dinner, whether a stone or whether a dinner, Bein Kantel the Mukta Klan, therefore it's not like you're really moving Mukta at all because he's only carrying the child, not the Mukta. So even though the child's carrying the Mukta, it's not like the father's carrying the Mukta. So then you could say, Hainu did not get Evan. So we would understand why you're picking specifically the case of the stone. It shouldn't be enough because even if the child drops it, well, also, the father's not going to come to carry it because it's just a rock. Have a dinner, but a coin. Enough that the child's going to drop it. Where the father might come to carry it. There we did not permit it because even though he's carrying the child, which is not carrying the mukta, but we're concerned that the child might drop it, and then the father's going to pick it up with his hands. But the Gemara's question was, but if you say like Rabbi Yana, the tavai loy batli, no, actually the stone and the dinner, they're not batal to the child. Now, filachi sharina is a mukta, but still we permit the isa mukta. Kishamatal otinik. In the Evan, when you're carrying the child with the stone, yes, it's like you're carrying the stone. It's not bottled to the child, which there's no problem with that. It's like you're carrying it, but we permit Mishim Gagun because of the yearnings of the child. Oh, so that's the most question. But then in our history, then even when a dinner should be permitted, because you can't say, oh, where maybe the father's going to come to go ahead and pick it up, and that's why it would be different. No, you can't say that. Because they might not feel what does that bother us? So who cares if the father's going to pick it up? Still, the Ashunami, the Isa Mukta, even now we said you're really violating this Mukta. But still, Sharin Lemishim Gagun, the reason why we permit it is not because it's not like it's bottled to the child, we said. It's simply because the child has yearnings. Because of the situation of danger, we let the father violate the laws of Mukta. So if even he drops it, the father will pick up his hand. Who cares? So that was the Gemara's question. That's what the Gemara answers. No, the Avbishish is a Mukta, Kishim Talat and Nigma Evan. You're right. Although there is a prohibition of Mukta, when the father is carrying the child with the stone, Visharin Lemishim Gagun, and yet we permit it because of the yearnings of the child. But miu, what the Gemara answers, however, yeshlan lahachma, we should still be more stringent about mukta, yese, to be stringent in the halach of mukta more, because you're meant to be dying when you're actually carrying with your own hands, but you're meant to like when you're carrying it just on by the child, meaning because it's on the child, and then child's holding it, and you're carrying the child. Therefore, avagav de behishaiti, you're right, although in that moment when he's carrying the child with a stone, nami kamukta, you're right, there's also a problem about mukta, but still, they only permit in this situation, you're not carrying the mukta with your own hands. Therefore, we are concerned, even according to this interpretation, that maybe if he's carrying a dinner, he might drop it, and the father's going to come to carry it. And there we are concerned, even according to that opinion, if you're going to actually do it with your hands, that's how Rabbi Nishmol explains. So Taisad explained that without the opinion of Rabbi Yanai, this was the Gemara's question, we would understand the differentiate between the rock and the dinner. Because although both are bottles of the child, and you're not really carrying any mukta, but by the dinner, you can turn the child might drop it, and the father's going to come to pick it up. But based on Rabbi Yana's interpretation, that neither one of them are batal, so either way you're really carrying mukta, it's just because the child's yearning, so then why don't you say that even if it's a dinner, it should be permitted, because even if it drops, your kids, the father's going to pick it up, and that says no. We're still going to be more stringent, even according to that interpretation, of if you pick it up with your own hands, like the dinner, than when you're carrying it based on the child. And therefore, that's what it's saying, that by the rock, where there's no concern about carrying with your hands, Then we permit it because of the gugun, but dinner, no, there we did have the concern in the court to be on, and therefore it's going to be usher if it's going to be a dinner.